Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have joining me this hour someone that's going to pick up on the pieces of what we've talked about earlier today. And if you've missed any part of today's show, please go to S. Abrams, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and travelers411.com, where you will find the show's podcast and archived and blogs and photo albums. Be sure to go to travelers411.com for our directories and our online exclusives, where we have interviews that are done exclusively for our web visitors. And I hope that you're going to make the time to join us this hour. So, but if you have to part from us, remember you can pick up everything you've missed, and you might just want to go and subscribe to the free podcast subscription so you don't miss anything ever. But we have really been globe hopping today, and we talked earlier about York, England, and how very much there is to see and do there. And if you stuck with us through that, you must be exhausted from the journey. So it's time to find a wonderful, comfortable, charming, and historic place to rest up a bit and be pampered some, and maybe sit in their lounge and have some high tea, which I'll bet they serve. But we'll find out together right after this.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Well, let's walk up the path together. There's already somebody there waiting to say hello. And we're going to walk up the pathway and open the door and step inside of a place that looks like an enchanted storybook miniature castle. A charming and delightful place called Gray's Court Hotel, located in York, England. And we have the owner, who is also the general manager, Helen Herity, on the line with us from York, England. How are you, my dear?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you.
How long have you owned Gray's Court Hotel?
We've actually owned the building since 2005. My husband and I, we literally stumbled across it. We were looking for a hotel. Essentially, we were looking for a historic building, something that was a real challenge in which we could live with the family, but also to create something special for York that would make visitors want to come back again.
Now, where did you spend most of your life growing up, and was it in York?
Well, it wasn't. No, I was born in York, but then as a baby moved down to just outside London. But when I was 21, I moved back up to Yorkshire, and I haven't left since. So I would it's fair to say I've spent the majority of my life in Yorkshire, which is described, of course, as God's own county.
Well, I don't know how you could say that when you're only 25.
You're very kind.
So maybe you've spent the most important part of your life.
we'll be diplomatic and say that, yeah.
And that's okay, because I'm only 19. I've been twins with both of my children. They're now much older than I am. So let's talk about what it was that drew you to Gray's Court Hotel. When you first came upon it, was it an operating hotel? And if so, what condition was it in? Either way, whether it was or wasn't.
No, it wasn't operating as a hotel. It was actually owned by the church, the Dean and Chapter of York Minster. And it had, for the previous 60 years, been part of the university, St. John's. And it was used for history, theology, English, and foreign languages. So it was a remarkable building, but it was very, how would I say, I guess a kind thing is to say it was institutional. It sort of had an air of sort of a little bit of neglect. But institutional would be the best way to describe what is a remarkable building.
Well, the place is gorgeous, and you can actually take a look at it by going to sabrams.com. And in our show notes for today's show, you will find a link that will take you straight over to Gray's Court York. com. But if you're driving, don't worry about it. Just get yourself over to sabrams.com or go to the site and put the word York, England. You want to put both words, because if you just put York, you'll probably get a lot of things about New York in the United States. So we want to make sure that you have an efficient means to get where you need to be. So when you went inside, you must have had to do a lot of work to create the public rooms and the bedrooms for a hotel.
Absolutely. And when we first came here, there was one toilet in the entire house.
Oh, Lord. That would never do.
It was challenging. I mean, we literally had to camp for a couple of years. Because it is a Grade 1 listed building, it's some 900 years old. Of course, there are a great many hurdles to cross when it comes to obtaining planning permission, listed building consents, and
And so in the U.S., we would call this a historic landmark. And once you have been labeled with this this wonderful seal, so to speak, as a landmark, this comes with the double-edged blade of, isn't that wonderful? And, oh, my goodness, you have to ask 15 people's permission, you know, before you spit.
pretty much, yes. I mean, it was as detailed as we, you can't essentially screw anything into the walls without permission.
Right.
It's a huge responsibility. And yet a privilege to be able to live in this place.
How do you do that? How do you juggle turning a landmark building, or as they call it on the other side of the ocean, people, a listed building? How do you turn that into a functional, comfortable, sit-down, enjoy-yourself hotel?
It's a balance. You don't want to end up appearing as a museum, because obviously you want people to be embraced by the house when they come in. But my late partner, John, he was exceptionally talented. He was an architect, and he worked for English Heritage. So he had an intimate knowledge of how to work with a building like this. And so he drew up all the plans, liaised with all of the various parties. And he put his, as I say, considerable gifts to use, and he did all of the design, all of the plans, the architectural plans for the creation of the bedrooms. And essentially, because it was an institutional building, it had previously been a house, so it was almost a case of taking it back 100 years, and then of course adding the essentials like really good bathrooms and continual hot water. So his legacy is it's a remarkable and yet welcoming building. It's imposing, and yet our guests say they feel instantly at home, able to kick off their shoes, relax with a glass of wine, have dinner, but they feel nobody's overfaced by the building, if you like. It's very much sort of an ideal home as you would everybody would wish their home to be,
well,
with good service.
What percentage of a Gray's Court Hotel is actually used by you and family members, and what percentage is devoted to the public areas and the bedroom facilities for guests?
I would say it's about an 80-20 split, if you sort of take the storerooms and offices with it as well. The building has very, very large public rooms. The most spectacular is our Jacobean Long Gallery. Now, that was built in 1598,
wow,
which gives you an idea of, you know, the age of the building. And it actually was commissioned by the first Norman Archbishop back in 1092,
wow,
when the first treasurer took up residence. So it's got a long, long history. But it was always used for fundraising, entertaining, which is why we have the sort of little byline, which is entertaining since 1092.
Incredible.
It is remarkable. We've had three, not in my lifetime, of course, but there have been three royal visits here. King James I dined and created seven nights in one evening. James II and the Duke of Cumberland all stayed here.
Well, that's a very a fancy group of folks who have been guests.
It's an impressive pedigree,
I would say.
And it was also owned for 2 years by Jane Seymour's brother, the Duke of Somerset. She was the ill-fated third wife of Henry VIII.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions, too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelson returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrill to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem lives?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Helen Herity, the owner and general manager of Gray's Court Hotel in York, England. And as we're going out of the last break, you know, you indicated early on when we started to chat today, Helen, that you were looking for a challenge. And anyone that's ever bought any home, whether it was an older, a brand new home, which has its own challenges, or an older home, which every time you open a wall or remove a piece of wood or go up on the roof, you're going to find something you didn't want to find. There's a point where you maybe wonder if, you know, be careful what you wish for. So I'm wondering
I think that's a very, very true statement. I mean, there have been a few times when we actually did sit back and think, why? What possessed us to do this? I think individually, John and I would never have considered this, but it was almost a case that we were sort of there nudging one another, saying, "Well, go on, I'm sure we can. Go on." You know, it was insanity in a way.
You know, the Dutch have a saying. When it's like having a child help you bake in the kitchen, you know, come and help me bake.
Yeah.
And the Dutch have a saying that translates in English to "thank you for helping me fall in the mud."
That's about right.
Oh, so, you know,
yes, it does.
How long did it take, top to bottom, to from the day that you assumed ownership of Gray's Court Hotel in York, England, until it was the doors were open for business to welcome your first guests?
We bought it in 2005, and we weren't able to open our hotel rooms until 2011.
Good grief.
We fell foul of the banking crisis.
Oh, my gosh.
We were ready to go in 2007 after a long and complex design process. And then, of course, as everybody will know, the whole balance of the world shifted, and we had the funding withdrawn. So we were sort of sat in this ramshackle building, desperately needing a new roof that's literally falling apart around our ears, and no money.
Oh, my word. What did you do?
You
went to London to see the Queen.
We begged. Basically, we went back to our bank managers again and again and again and begged. And eventually we got partial funding, not for the whole scheme, which is why we just have the 7 rooms at the moment. We're going to have a further 5.
And by the way, I need to throw in my "we only think we speak the same language" little footnotes. In England, in Ireland, in other English-speaking places other than the U.S. The word scheme is meant to describe
a plan.
In other places, it just means a plan. In the U.S., it tends to have negative overtones of you're doing something shady. Because when you're scheming, you're plotting, you're, you know, you're doing something nasty or wicked. And so it's always funny because when they change the rules so that you can bring your dog or your cat into the U.K., or into Ireland, you can go through all the paperwork on this side of the ocean during a six-month period that proves that this is this pet and with a microchip and that this pet is healthy. And once the pet is approved and you keep your veterinary visits up to date, you can bring that pet in and out of the UK without having to have it quarantined for 6 months, which is a really big deal. And they call that the UK pet scheme. And so when Americans see the word scheme, it sounds like it's shady business. But no. So I just bring that up. As no, it just means plan. So you went to the bank and you did your best to catch their sympathies, which is really, you know, bravo to you, because banks are not known in general to have a heart.
No, I think they just got fed up with it. It was like,
give them the money and they'll go away.
It's, oh, for goodness sake, yes. Anyway, we did. We got it going. And we've had really, really good reviews, our guests. I'm just happy here. I've got a fantastic team who are really, really dedicated to the building. They really want to do well.
So how many bedrooms are there? And if we added up the total number of beds, how many people would you be able to sleep at Gray's Court Hotel in York, England, if you were fully occupied?
Only 14 at the moment, with just 7 guest rooms. So we're very small, very bespoke. And this keeps very much intimate. You're staying with a friend as opposed to paying to stay in a hotel, if that makes sense.
Well, when I looked at your physical building, it is just storybook adorable. And it has that sense of, any minute now the fairy princess is going to emerge from the tower.
It is very much like that.
And in the background, over the rooftop, you can see the cathedral.
Absolutely.
So how far of a walk is it?
50 yards.
Oh, my gosh, that's fabulous.
It's the backdrop to our house. I mean, we're set in. I think the best description for us would be a country house hotel, but we're right in the heart of the city.
Wow.
And yet we've got an acre of gardens around us.
What a perfect location. Ideal.
It is. You would imagine you're sat deep in the countryside. It's peaceful and quiet, and yet within
Quiet. I mean, you are next to the cathedral, so does that mean no one needs an alarm clock?
Pretty much, yes.
When do the church bells start ringing?
They start at 8 o'clock in the evening, and they don't start again until 8 in the morning.
Oh, well, that's civilized, at least.
And if you throw the windows open, sometimes you can hear the choir practicing.
Oh, how lovely. How lovely. That's lovely. That's lovely. So let's start at the garden gate. Do you enter through the garden, or you enter through the front that onto the street that's close to the cathedral?
Well, we have a large courtyard, a cobbled courtyard. You would enter from the street through an archway into the courtyard.
And that would have been done to accommodate horse-drawn carriages when it was first built.
Yes, absolutely.
Lucky for you.
So it's actually used as a film set from time to time. They throw grit down on the streets, and we double up as, the streets of London sometimes.
What, can you think of films that you've actually been noted in?
We've been in Death Comes to Pemberley, which was a recent production by, I think, I'm not sure, the BBC maybe. which was a sequel, if you like, to Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen's novel.
We'll be right back talking about Gray's Court Hotel in York, England, right after these important messages. Stay with me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex.
More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the line with me Helen Herity, the owner and general manager of Grays Court Hotel in York, England. Let's get into some description, Helen, before we go back to some of the films that I'm interested in knowing related to York and your hotel property having been featured in view. But when we approach the hotel and we come into the courtyard as a stagecoach might have some time back, and we get out, describe for us the experience of entering Grays Court Hotel and what we see, and then lead us into a bedroom or two and give us some description of what it's going to be like in the guest experience.
Okay. Well, you would obviously come through the courtyard, through an avenue of trees, which have been there since 1904. Then you would come in through the front door into what is the lower gallery. Now, until 1900, this was essentially an undercroft, as was known. And facing you as you walk in is the original exterior wall of the building, which is dating back, as I said, until 1090. There's a really grand, wide staircase, very much sort of arts and crafts, heavy carved oak, which takes you upstairs, and then you would come into the long gallery. This is an oak paneled room that was created in 1598.
How high is the ceiling?
The ceiling is in three segments, heavily plastered, obviously, very, very ornately plastered. It's a room that's 100 feet by 12 foot, so very long and thin. But the paneling is fantastic.
So it's 100 feet long, it's 12 feet wide, and the ceiling is how high up?
About 14 feet.
Oh, lovely.
It's a very lovely space. It's got very, very large windows, so it's very light. The sun streams in all day as we're south-facing. And then at one end of the gallery, there's a lovely cantilevered staircase that leads down into the grounds, into the gardens. And we have a team of three gardeners working pretty much full time.
So let me ask those
gardens.
Let me ask a question here. You know, I get hung up on strange things that, you know, nobody else would get hung up there, but I kind of get stuck. And I get stuck at the windows face south, so the sun is always streaming through there. You are in England, aren't you?
We do get a little bit of sunshine. About every couple of weeks, we're given a respite of about 3 days, and then it rains.
Well, you see, but had I not stopped to focus on that, my audience would have the impression that the sun is always shining through those windows. And I don't have a problem with rain. I think, you know, and most of the time, rain is not the kind of downpour that we are accustomed to in the States. Rain is this kind of very light, misty, drizzly something that people don't even bother to open their umbrellas for, and they just put up their little hood on their jacket or whatever, and they just, you know, bumble along to wherever they're going. But the only reason I stopped you is that we talk a lot about Ireland because it's a place I love to go and visit, and I think on my next trip over, I will make a point of getting into England, and I need to go and visit with Countess Carnarvon, Lady Fiona Carnarvon at Highclere Castle, who we've interviewed three times now. And I really need to go and visit her and the Egyptian collection, and we'll come up your way to York and we'll have some fun there and come and visit you. And but when I talk with, and then I'll wind up in Ireland, but people in Ireland are almost apologetic all the time about the weather. And, you know, we live in a place called New England. We're based in Western Massachusetts. And so we have very English weather here. It doesn't stop anybody from coming to Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, or Maine. I mean, you know, when it rains, it rains. It's what keeps everything beautiful and green. But somehow there is this sense, you know, that the Irish own the rain. It's just not.
No, I know what you're saying. I mean, you're quite right. Without the, without the rain, the gardens would be nothing. We'd look like Spain. And there's a wonderful saying, which is, you know, there is no such thing as inclement weather, merely inappropriate clothing. You just dress up and get on with it.
Well, you know, my senior producer here, David Isby, is an avid golfer. And when we have talked about rain, I love his line, "It never rains on the golf course." And you'd believe that if you drive along on a really rainy day and see all these people out there playing golf. As if nothing's, it's just not falling out there. But I get it. So now we've come through this wonderful arcade-like, conservatory-like area. And from there, is that this long hallway what you have to walk through in order to reach the guest rooms?
No. There's a separate staircase and sort of a corridor that runs parallel, if you like.
Are any of the guest rooms on the main level for people who have a challenge with walking steps?
No, I'm afraid not. Everything's on the second floor, all of the rooms.
Well, that would be important
and
for us to know.
The building was built before any kind of health and safety, and I'm afraid with the listing, we did explore the idea of a lift, an elevator, I think you would call it. But we just can't, I'm afraid. But the steps are very wide, very shallow, but it is a three-floor building.
Okay, so now we make our way upstairs, and since it's a three-floor building, I'm going to guess some of the accommodations are on the second level and the rest are on the third?
Well, no, I mean, when I say three floors, sorry, I'm talking about the ground first and second.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
All of the guest rooms are on the second level?
On the second floor, yes.
Okay, and so there would be seven bedrooms there. Are they all en suite?
Oh, yes, of course. No.
That cannot be assumed. And for those of you listening for the first time, en suite means that your bathroom is accessible from within your bedroom. You don't have to go out in the hall and down the hall to go and find it. And remember that when you go abroad, people, and you ask for the bathroom, in some places, they're going to take you to a room that has nothing but a bathtub, because that's what a bathroom is. When you're looking at, even in a restaurant, you see, we find the word toilet less than dignified. And yet, when you get to Europe, if you want the toilets, you better be asking for the toilets, and you better know how to say it in German and in French. And, of course, in French, it sounds so much better, toilette. Où se trouvent les toilettes? Sounds so much better than, you know, almost sounds like perfume. But, you know, you're asking for the toilet, because if you ask for the bathroom, they're going to take you to a place, to a room with a bathtub. And that's not what you're looking for. So we have to get over.
No,
we would see using the word toilet as undignified. Isn't that funny?
There's so many words for it. Nobody quite knows how to ask politely, but or the loo, or
right, the loo or the WC. And the loo comes from Waterloo, which comes from the water closet, which WC is for. So
yes, you know. That's right.
All right. Well, now that we've gotten over that, well, I'm very happy to hear that all seven bedrooms each contain their own bathroom, toilet, sink facilities. And so
showers, baths, everything, yes.
Are they claw-footy things?
Sorry?
Are they claw-footed bathtubs?
No, they're not. We've got one lovely big egg-shaped bath.
Oh, those are cool.
For two. So you can lay in the bath with your partner and watch TV. Double showers. They're very modern porcelain, very clean, very modern porcelain tiles. They work. They work really, really well. But the bedrooms themselves are more sort of English and French antiques.
Oh,
so we've got the contrast of the history, but with that modern essential twist of facilities that actually work.
Oh, that's lovely. And like many small hotels and inns and guest houses and certainly B&Bs, do you include breakfast in the stay?
Oh, we do, absolutely. I find it irritating to stay in a hotel and then be expected to pay extra for your breakfast. It takes the shine off.
Takes the shine? It'll clean out your wallet. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and I have to learn more about your place. I think we're going to have you back again. Stay on with me so I can talk with you in the commercial break. We'll be right back, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
So lonely, make it die. Keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the lonely street, they'll never look back and think of something. They think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765. 285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along. And for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event, drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
Take good care of yourself.
You me. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, that was great fun. We got around this show, didn't we? Sound like Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman. I've been around, you know. I've been around. Well, we've been around together today. Where do we go? We talked about West Virginia and just outside of Toronto, just outside of Montreal, Vermont, Colorado. All about, not just about ski season, although they have this IntraWestPassport.com. Go check it out. What a deal. The other thing that's interesting about it is most of the time you buy a ski pass, it's only good for the place you bought it for. There are some exceptions where there are groups working together in a region or groups that are owned or whatever, but this is beautiful. And the way they've designed it, especially with kids under, what did he say, 12 years old, free? It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Go check it out. If you're a skier, it's for you. And it was great talking about what happens when the ski season was over. And also visiting with John Mooney and getting updates on what's cooking in Northern Ireland. But I wanted to bring you up to date on something that bothered me. I recently discovered Red Roof Hotels. Red Roof Inns, that's what they're called, Red Roof Inns. I understand, and I really have to get somebody from their headquarters to come on the air and give us an update, that not all but a substantial number of the Red Roof Inns have done a refurbishment. I have stayed in two of them that have refurbished, and I love it. When you're not looking for, you know, the resort atmosphere and the restaurant and all that business, you know, you're traveling and, you know, you're probably going to arrive at the hotel sometime between 8 and midnight, and you're going to be leaving sometime between 9 and noon. What I look for is comfortable bedding, lovely linens, terrific pillows, a nice bathroom, pretty decor. You find it all. There are a few brands that I have fallen in love with in that category of if I could find it at an airport location. And in many airport locations around the world, but particularly in the U.S., you'll spend as much for a night at an airport hotel where, if you're lucky, sleep 5-6 hours and you're out the door again, as you will in some of the fanciest hotels and resorts in the world. It's not unusual to go to an airport and find you can't find a room at the airport for under $300 a night. So Red Roof Inns is one of those brands that falls into categories where they're considered a three-star, most of them, I guess all of them. I don't know. Can't really make this the generalized statement of all of them. But the ones that have been refurbished have this blonde wood, oak-looking laminated flooring, great bedding, lovely bathroom. They're wonderful. And done properly, very reasonable. I mean, you may find that there are some nights that are sellouts where the prices are going to be higher than if you came on a, you know, a Saturday night will be higher than a Sunday night. But go check it out. But I'll tell you some two things that have happened that have bothered me a bit. And the people, the ones I've stayed at, have been wonderful. Really lovely. Just a totally enjoyable experience and immaculate. But they have this little gimmick. And I don't know that they're the only hotel individually or as a group that does these things. But when you check in, there is a line on the check-in paperwork that says when you check out, you will be charged When you check out, you will be charged $1.50 plus local tax, which in New York came to $1.63 for the use of the safe in the room. Can I tell you how much that bugs me? Yeah, it's $1.63. It's no big deal. It's not going to break the piggy bank. It's not going to break the budget, but it really bugs me. You want to give me a safe as an amenity? Then give me a safe and make a big deal about it. Don't charge me $1.50 a night for the safe. That's absurd. And I stayed at a hotel, a Red Roof Inn. This was I just did my third visit. I really like this place. And I like the people there. And I love the fact that it's immaculate. But the last two times, they put it on your bill when you arrive. And you're supposed to remember when you check out to tell them to take it off if you don't want to pay it. And in theory, you're not paying it because you didn't use the safe. And I'll put money on it that they know whether you use the safe or not. Because I'll bet when you use the safe and you electronically lock it, somewhere it shows up in a digital report. Because that's what happens in all these new mini bars. A lot of the hotels have the new digital mini bars that when you open the mini bar door, they know. And if you lift up an item from the shelf in the mini bar, it goes in log that you bought that item. And if you lift it up and you read the ingredients and say, I'm not eating that, or I'm not drinking that, or gee, I thought this was a diet something and it's not, and there isn't whatever you're looking for, and you put it back, the charge will show up on your bill at checkout. But if you tell them, you know, I lifted it up, I looked at it, and I put it back, they will believe you, and they will take it off your bill. But you have to catch it. And it's all that little garbage that adds up. But even at $1.50 a night and 13 cents tax, it's not going to break the piggy bank. It's just going to make me crazy. So the last two times I was there, and they won't take it off the bill when you check in. You have to tell them in the morning when you're checking out. You know how much you have on your mind when you're checking out in the morning? Did I forget anything? You got to get the car. You got to put the stuff in, or you're getting on the shuttle to go to an airport or whatever it is. Checkout is not a great time for remembering things. So the last two times I stayed at this place, I forgot. This time I said to the guy, I got to remember this when I check out. And something else happened at checkout that I'm going to share with you next week that took my mind off of it, including the fact that they were washing the floor in the lobby and I was doing my best not to slip and kill myself. Although I said to them, if I do slip and half kill myself, I've always wanted to own a hotel, so hey, you know. But they were busy. The whole floor was soapy wet, and that was nice because it was making it pretty for the new people arriving, and I was checking out fairly late in the day. It was almost noon. So in theory, that was a good time for them to do what they had to do, but hey. And I was so focused on that, I forgot to tell him to take the $1.63 off the bill. Got in the car, started to drive, and said, wait, stop. And turned out I telephoned the hotel and told them to take it off the bill, and they did. So watch out for that little sloppy stuff if you don't like it either. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,